Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Stocks opened higher this morning after a new report on consumer prices showed inflation easing just a bit last month. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose about 210 points in early trading.
Consumer prices in April were 8.3% higher than a year ago. That's a modest decline from the March inflation rate of 8.5%, thanks in part to a temporary dip in gasoline prices last month. Gas prices have since rebounded to record levels, though, and the cost of food, rent, airline tickets, and new cars continues to climb. Overall, inflation remains 3 to 4 times as high as the Federal Reserve would like. The central bank's begun aggressively raising interest rates in an effort to tamp down demand and bring prices under control. Last week, the Fed raised interest rates by a half percentage point and signaled 2 more similar-sized rate hikes are likely at its next 2 meetings in June and July. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden travels to Illinois today to talk about an increase in food prices. He'll visit an Illinois farm to discuss U.S. agricultural exports and how they can help lower world food prices. Russia's attack on Ukraine has interrupted many Ukrainian wheat supplies sold in many countries. Voters in 2 states in key primary elections have delivered a split decision on candidates who were endorsed by former President Donald Trump. NPR's Giles Snyder reports on Tuesday's primary election in Nebraska and West Virginia.
The race to watch in West Virginia was between 2 GOP House incumbents. Alex Mooney and David McKinley were forced to run against each other after the state lost a House seat due to population loss. Mooney was Trump's favorite candidate. He backs Trump's false claims about the 2020 election and is being investigated for allegedly misusing campaign funds. He easily beat McKinley with 54% of the vote. In Nebraska, Trump took a loss. His choice for governor, Charles Herbster, failed to advance out of a crowded Republican primary field. Late in the campaign, Herbster was accused of sexually harassing several women, allegations he denies. Trump's influence will be tested again this month in high-profile Senate races in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
The House has passed a fresh aid package for Ukraine. It's worth nearly $40 billion, about $7 billion more than what President Biden asked for. NATO and Ukraine say that the war in Ukraine is something that Russian President Putin started, even as Russia suffers heavy losses. But how the war ends may be a different choice. NATO Deputy Secretary General Mircea Dăuna says that choice is up to Ukraine's president and his people.
This is again up to President Zelensky in his judgment to define where he feels strong enough to engage with Putin, if Putin wants to engage, on a position of strength and eventually coming out with a political solution.
He spoke to NPR's Morning Edition. This is NPR. Former Ukrainian President Leonid Kravchuk died yesterday at the age of 88. NPR's Yulian Haida reports he's remembered for helping dismantle the Soviet Union in relative peace.
In 1991, Leonid Kravchuk was the head of the Communist Party in Ukraine, a person who was supposed to be loyal to the regime in Moscow. But when he met in secret with his counterparts from Belarus and Russia that year, they hatched a plan for the 3 Soviet republics to part ways. Vitaly Portnikov was a student when he met Kravchuk in the 80s. If this communist official of all people thought Ukraine would be independent, it would be independent, he recalls. Portnikov is now a national broadcaster who has seen every president come and go, but without Leonid Kravchuk, he says, Ukraine wouldn't have the democratic institutions needed to survive. Yulian Haida, NPR News, Lviv.
Palestinian-American journalist Shireen Abu Akleh was killed today in the occupied West Bank. Abu Akleh was a longtime journalist who worked for Al Jazeera. She was covering an Israeli raid in the city of Jenin when she was shot. Al Jazeera is blaming Israeli forces. Israel says Palestinian gunfire is likely responsible. The U.S. is calling for a swift investigation. A federal grand jury has indicted an alleged Haitian gang leader over the kidnapping of 16 American missionaries last year in Haiti. Defendant Joly Germain allegedly helped lead the kidnapping operation, even though he was in prison in Haiti at the time. He has since been extradited to the United States. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.